The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A little basketball talk. We got in a little burner Twitter account talk. We got in a lot of Lance Zierlein talk, including fighting with your spouse.
Jon, did anybody stiff you on the gifts?
What do you consider stiff?
Like, I don't know, did someone like put a $20 bill in there or something?
Nothing that low.
Okay.
I haven't gotten him a gift yet, but that's because I'm getting something special and it isn't in yet. So he's, you're getting a gift.
You're just supposed to give cash at Asian weddings.
I know. I don't care. I wanted to get something for them.
Okay.
I just
gave cash. I follow Jung's instructions to the T.
I know, but I'm not like that. I want to personalize something for the two of them, and I don't have it yet. They'll have it soon.
Is it a molding of some sort?
No, just wait.
A fleshlight? Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
I didn't get it from Beth, if that makes you.
Oh.
It's funny.
Is there a foxtail attached to it?
Well, of course not, because I didn't get it from Beth. It's funny hearing Lance talk about that, because I'm trying to think, and part of it is maybe just because I'm old now, but if my wife says something to piss me off, I just leave. Like that, I won't hang around anymore. Now, I couldn't do that at a wedding, so I just ignore it if she'd said anything. But I think the last time we had a disagreement in public, we were out with some friends. She said something that I didn't like, so I just said, all right, I'll catch up with you guys later, and Ubered home. Didn't fight, didn't make a big deal out of it. Just, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. I'm just going to go home. Then I went to another bar, and then she showed up there, and then I went home.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She followed you? She followed you to the second
bar? Yeah, she kind of guessed where I was going. So, I'm real careful not to get into anything in public anymore. I'm too old for that crap.
Good.
We don't really fight that much. We're not around each other enough. She's out of town too much. 713-780-ESPN's your number. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So, what do you want to get to here? I got plenty of stuff.
We didn't get to talk much about the Patriots are no fun thing. And now Brandon Brooks came out and said that it's no different here with Bill O'Brien. Playing with the Texans isn't fun.
Are we shocked by any of that?
Not at all.
Is this like breaking news?
He said, Brandon Brooks said, it's crazy that people haven't known this. It's been that way for like a decade. He said Reggie Wayne did it. He retired. He went there to the Patriots for a training camp and retired. It's not fun there. I was under the same regime in Houston with O'Brien. I almost retired. Bleep was miserable every day. He said, I came in as a rookie under Kubiak, who was just an older version of Doug Peterson. Then I went to O'Brien, who was Belichick. And then I came back to Doug, who's like Kubes. So for me, it was great. Like, I cannot tell you how much better this is than it was down there. It's night and day. And he says that Eagles offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland says that happy workers make more productive workers. He said, when you're not having fun, man, those grinding, those hard-ass-nosed days seem a lot longer. So I'm not surprised by this at all. I mean, the Texans organization doesn't seem like they don't scream fun. And no. Bill O'Brien doesn't scream like, I'm a fun coach to play for.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to me to be a fun guy to even be around.
No. But it is kind of funny that that former players are now saying, yeah, it sucks in New England. It sucked down there, too. It follows you.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. You know, it doesn't suck his winning. I'm sure he enjoyed being around those guys with the Eagles because they won.
Yeah, probably.
You know, that's, but, you know, O'Brien is, it's not like you look at him and say, oh, that's a guy I want to hang out with. If you're making a list of coaches you want to hang out with, I don't think Belichick makes your list. Like, Pete Carroll's kind of petulant, but he seems like he'd be fun to hang out with.
Right.
And I know he's getting his own crap now because things have fallen apart. But Doug Peterson seems fun. Of course, guys like, you know, Rex Ryan seemed like he'd be fun to hang out with, but wasn't a good coach.
Does that count? Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
JB Webby says, hey, off topic, are Ryan Anderson and Matt Schaub the same guy? They both got a lot more money than they were supposed to.
Yeah, but Ryan Anderson was never as important to the team as Matt Schaub was, and he never had the success that Matt Schaub did before he melted down.
And then Xanther, he throws me the tough hypothetical. Who would you rather make out with, Roseanne Barr or Rosie O'Donnell?
Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr?
Yeah, because at least she likes guys, right?
Yeah.
So there might be some response there.
I don't think I want response Rosie from Roseanne Barr.
Rosie would throw up in my mouth.
I think I'd pick Rosie because I feel like she'd be as disinterested in it as I am.
Eh.
Like, Roseanne might like it and try to push more.
That's true. I'm out on both. I want that noted for the record.
I'm just saying gun to head.
Gun to head. Why do we get gun to head all the time? How often does that happen? Not once has anyone walked in here and put a gun to my head and said, all right, you have to make out with either Roseanne Barr or Rosie O'Donnell.
That's true.
It's never happened. I don't know why we have to keep gun to heading it, but I digress.
Lamont reminds me of, he says there may be bad blood between the O-line and O'Brien because O'Brien took their segues. I did forget about that.
Yeah.
Stupid segues.
Yeah, well.
I was Team O'Brien on that. You don't need a segue to get around. Yeah, it's your fat ass walking.
O'Brien also clearly approved the Letterman jackets.
Well,
or was that Kubiak?
I think that was Kube.
Yeah, it might have been Kube. Yeah, it was Kube.
Yeah.
Geez, they're all running together now.
Well, I think O'Brien would have been like, take those off.
But that was fun. They had fun. What happened in the game? I'm just curious.
A murder.
Haitian Diva says, the Patriots are not fun, but they get you rings.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm team, let's not have fun and win.
Yeah, there's an offseason to have. You know who has fun in the offseason? Probably during the season. Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would be Gronk if I were a Patriot.
Would it be ideal to play for a team like the Eagles where it sounds like they have fun and they win? Sure. But year in and year out, I think there's a reason why the Patriots are always in the mix.
Yeah,
and it's because it's not a fun place. It's not a game.
No, and I think it's different between something like that where it's not a full year job.
Right.
Versus something where you had to go in every day and be miserable. But that's just
it's one of those things like how important is it for you to have a blast, you know? Like there's the Yankees are another good example of a team where there's people who say they don't let their guys have as much fun. You're not allowed to have facial hair if you're playing for the Yankees. So let's say Dallas Keuchel signs with the Yankees. He's got to shave that beard. Is he going to have as much fun? Is he going to enjoy that?
There's not
going to
be fans with their beards on there.
No.
Well, a lot of great players have problems in New York. Randy Johnson struggled there.
Because he had to
conform.
He left it with like a standalone mustache instead of the goatee, and that mustache was gross.
Yeah, you can't have just
a mustache.
You
can't play with that.
That's a Cal McNair look. You can't have that.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there. They're all over the place, and they're always they want to get your business, so they throw out these offers that sound great up front. Free weekend sounds great up front. Free days, free first week of the month, cash bonus. It all sounds great. Until you actually fall for one of those offers, and then months later you find out that you're paying a higher rate or there's some additional fees on your bill. That's not fun at all. I'm talking about fun. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. You know what's fun? Not getting hosed on your bill. That's what's fun. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll save additional money. With promo code ESPN. That's fun. 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064. Don't ask the chat and don't ask for bitches. Backpack, I'm tripping.
97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Justin says, guess what? My boss isn't fun either. And Lamont says, when does work equal fun? I have a lot of fun working. I mean, I know I'm kind of lucky. Everything, for the most part, the things I've gotten to do have been fun. But when they quit being fun, I go do something else.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have fun here sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have fun.
When I quit having fun at the old place, I left. When I quit having fun teaching, I left. I kind of feel like if I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, then I have the choice to go do something else.
Yeah.
But I know it's different when you're playing for a team that you're drafted to and you're kind of stuck there. But I would live with it until I was a free agent, and then I'd go somewhere else. I mean, I don't know what the big deal is. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. The Astros will be getting underway here in just a bit against the Yankees. We'll have Eric Warner in studio at 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Eric's always fun.
He is fun.
And then Beth joins us at 6:30.
Big day. Big day for us.
Yeah, we had Lance, Eric, and Beth. That's full. And wedding talk. So, hey, can we talk about movies for a minute? Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, just something different.
I'll play your game.
Have you gone to see Solo, A Star Wars Story?
Nope.
Do your kids have interest?
I think they would like to, but I haven't even got to go see Deadpool yet. I don't have time.
Well, you got plenty of time when you get back from floating on the river. But apparently it did not open. John, did you talk about all this on Comicast?
Yeah. The box office numbers were very disappointing.
Was it because of the movie? Is it because there's too much?
Is it disappointing compared to other Star Wars movies?
Because
it was still the number one movie.
Yeah. About, $86 million domestically?
What did it cost to make?
I don't know. I don't think that number was disclosed. But I'm sure it's
more than
somewhere
that.
Like $150 to $200 million to make.
It'll be profitable. They'll be okay.
Well, but see, that's the thing I never understand, because these are gross numbers we're getting.
Right.
That's not what they make off of it. It's not even close. Because you've got all kinds of distribution fees. You've got what's going to the theaters. I mean, it's... And I don't know those numbers, and I'm sure somebody who's done this more than I have can tell you, but that doesn't mean if you gross $220 million, you're not making $220 million. You're probably making half that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and then you have to pay for, like, promotions. You have to go out and promote it in overseas. You have to promote it, you know, here in the U.S. and all this. Yeah, it costs a lot of money. But I think several factors. I think being Memorial Day weekend is one. And two, I think people are getting Star Wars fatigue.
That's me.
Yeah, I wonder if it's Star Wars fatigue, or I wonder if it's just blockbuster fatigue, because as excited as I was, I admit, I don't go to opening weekends. I went to opening weekends for Infinity Wars and Deadpool. And to me, I kind of feel like, all right, I've seen all my movies for the summer. And it's like, I'll wait for this one to come on cable. I mean, because, well, I take that back. Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'm looking forward to. Maybe it's just Star Wars fatigue. I don't know.
And it's like we started the summer with like the best that you could have.
It does feel like, I mean, even Deadpool was a little bit of a, I don't want to say a letdown. It's just, I think Infinity
Wars.
It was
a letdown compared to what you expected.
No, it was pretty much what I expected. I mean, it was good. It didn't capture me the way the first one did. And I think that's because the first one was so different from anything that I'd seen and was just out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What is it? Somebody was asking all of us, is job supposed to be fun? Yeah. Well, it depends on what you do. Now, I think if you chose a career, then certainly there was something about it you enjoyed, right?
I mean, maybe a paycheck.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're just, well, there's two ways to look at it. If you're just working to work, then that paycheck makes enough money for you to have fun, right?
Yeah.
So you have fun when you're not working. I've always believed that I needed to enjoy what I did, because if I didn't, I wouldn't put any effort into it. And when I get to a certain point in, I've had two careers where I've gotten to a certain point where I don't want to do it anymore. It's boring. It's not challenging and it's not fun. To me, this is always going to be different every day. The show's always going to be different. We're always going to, you know, we may start with talking about rockets and then wind up talking about fights with your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I have fun with it. And to me, is it supposed to be fun? Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like, yeah, and as a kind of boss around here, I try to make it fun for people.
As management?
I try to make it fun. Because if and there's some people that are never going to have fun riding. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. But, you know, I don't know.
Rory says solo cost $300 million to make.
Ooh, ow.
They had lots of issues with production, rewrites, change of director, etc.
Yeah, they had to bring in. So one of the, I think that one of the other problems was that they didn't have a trailer out until 2 months before the movie, and it's because they changed the directors to Ron Howard, and that was kind of a last minute thing. And Michael watched the movie, and he said that it did feel like different parts of the movie had a different like tone to it.
Yeah,
and you can tell the more uplifting tones of the movie was Ron Howard, and the other directors that kind of had a more, I guess, grim tone to the movie, so it felt like a weird movie, like the mixture of the two tones. Kind of like I think he's not as quite as obvious as Justice League, but it had that feel to it.
Hmm. Yeah, Justice League seemed a little disjointed.
Yeah.
And because I think the potential was there for that to be really good. But I just think it's too much Star Wars. Now they're talking about a Boba Fett standalone.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, and they're talking about doing a Lando movie,
yeah,
which I think, from what I heard,
that would be Lando was Star Wars Black Panther, is what you're saying.
Apparently, Donald Glover's Lando was the best thing about that movie. And apparently, Emilia Clarke's character wasn't all that great.
Emilia Clarke? Khaleesi is in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Hmm. Nude?
No.
Yeah, I
won't be watching.
It's a Disney movie.
I won't be watching.
I thought about going Sunday, but I was still recovering from your wedding and didn't really want to go because I wasn't that interested in it. But I'll probably go when I get back in town. But I don't know. I haven't found this new group of Star Wars movies all that interesting.
I mean,
it doesn't. I think it's just.
I think there is fatigue.
You know what this reminds me of? This is before you guys were born. Like when Kiss was at the top of their whole Kiss Army thing.
You remember that, right, John?
No, you guys weren't born yet. This is why I'm telling you. You won't know what I'm talking about. They all four did solo albums and released them all at once. They were never the same after that.
Really?
Yeah. That's the problem. This is like doing solo albums.
Did the Peter Criss solo album bomb?
It sucked. They all sucked.
Oh.
But the reality is, if you keep spinning off and doing these different characters that as part of a whole are great, but by themselves, eh?
At some point, Star Wars is a golden goose. And when they were making people wait, it worked.
Yeah.
Now they're just pumping stuff out.
Now they've sexually assaulted the golden goose.
And now it's like, man, this thing's, it's just going to die. Like if they were smart, they'd make people wait 10 or 15 more years before they put out another Star Wars movie.
Well, and the thing is, now they're starting, I think Jon Favreau is going to be directing a new Star Wars series on the Disney streaming service. And they're going to be coming out with a lot more Star Wars stuff. So, and it's kind of like, well, I have no interest in that.
And
yeah, well, that's like that the Clone Wars or whatever the cartoon was.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be like all that stuff ties into the Star Wars movie. So whatever happened in the Clone Wars TV show, like the cartoon show, is supposed to be happening that has already happened or will happen in the Star Wars movie franchises.
And like this is it's hindsight, so it's easy for me to say, but after the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy, there should have been no sign of Batman anywhere.
Oh, I've always said
for
that.
For like 10 or 15 years.
I think it should have been over. Now, that doesn't mean that I think they did a bad job with the new one.
No, it wasn't bad. But I'm just saying you've got to give people some time for them to be like, man, to really start clamoring for it again. And it would have been perfect for them because the reality is right now, any movie you put out that DC puts out, it's not going to do as well as the Marvel movies that are coming out. So let Marvel blow the wind out of their sails. And then when that starts to die down, bam, you hit them with that new Batman movie. And then everybody's like, whoa, We've been waiting for Batman for 10 years. I got to buy a new lunchbox. I got to buy some toys. I mean, that's how it works. It works. Batman did it right this last time. You know what I mean? They waited. And then they hit him with those three Batman movies, and it was like, oh, Batman's the rage again.
Now, well, what they should have done is waited about 5 years and then come out with just a Joker movie from his perspective.
That would have been good, too.
I would have watched that.
That would have been good too,
but you know. I'm probably in the minority on that. I love the freaking Joker.
And you see, like the Superman, they keep coming with new Superman movies, and it never really catches on. They keep changing Superman. The problem is we're over Superman.
Well, like, I think they've screwed Spider-Man too.
I think so too.
Is this, three reboots? Come on.
You know what? You know what movie people got excited about? Wonder Woman. You know why? Because nobody even thought about Wonder Woman in 30 years. Everybody's like, "Who the hell's Wonder Woman?" That she comes out with a movie. Bam! Got to get that toy. I got to get that that backpack.
Are we gonna feel the same way about Captain Marvel?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not
excited about Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I now.
I don't like Captain Marvel. I think it's a lame character.
It's a souped up version of Captain America is what she is.
We already have Captain America.
Why not Adam Warlock? I'd rather have that.
He'll probably show up in Guardians 3.
Because they teased him at the end of Guardians 2.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know what?
When are X-Men allowed to start coming into the Avengers movies?
Whenever the old Disney Fox deal is. Comcast is trying to mess it up.
Is that why the whole Deadpool thing was X-Force and not X-Men?
No.
Was that Fox actual?
Yeah, that's actual team.
Yeah, that was a different team.
Okay. I get confused with all this.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Carbach. Eric's going to come in here in a little while. We'll drink some Carbach beer. They've got all the great beers out right now. The Weekday Warrior Session IPA, the Blood Orange Rattler, Tasty Wave Summer Ale, Mango Hop Delusion, all still out and available. Seasonal beers. Make sure you get your hands on them now. Every Monday night, play bingo in the beer garden at 6 p.m. Grab some great food from the restaurant. Bring your dog out there and play some bingo. Chance to win some great prizes. Since it is Wednesday night, you don't have anything going on. Go over to Carbach from 6 to 9. They're going to be doing the Love Street Blues series. There's going to be great live music going on. There's no charge to listen to it. You just buy your beers and have a good time. Don't forget about that restaurant open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. World-class cuisine paired perfectly with a Carbach brew. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, everyone. A huge weekend in sports is coming up. And if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25 or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
Ryan said, at first I thought it was two angels' voices coming through the radio. Then I realized it wasn't a dream. It was actually John and Lance. And also Adele. Adele's also an angel.
Ryan, in your dreams, do angels have acid reflux? Because that's not all I'm here.
No. Not yet. I haven't really given that to you yet.
A couple times.
Already? Today I have?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it.
The Bench. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. I'm pretty much going to download all their stuff for my flight Friday to listen to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So.
I dig them.
Yeah. Usually, for some reason, when I don't want to get, I'm not going to get on the internet on a flight over just because I'll wind up working. I'm just going to download a bunch of music, chill, have a few drinks, and jam. Headphones blasting the whole time.
All right.
So, squeezing a call. Andrew. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to say about the work and joy thing. If you don't like what you do, quit. Nobody makes you be there. So if you're ruining your life being unhappy, don't do it. It's just a job. And in Houston, we have so many jobs, there's no excuse for you to do something you don't like. There's always people that are hiring. And that's all I wanted to say, man. Do what you like. If you don't like it, don't do it.
In theory, I agree with that, but not everybody's in that position where they can, especially when you've got a bunch of kids and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I quit right now. I'm out of here.
Yeah. But no, I mean, listen, I'm fortunate. If I quit today, I'd find something tomorrow. And I've got opportunity. I don't want them. I like doing what I'm doing. But not everybody's in that spot. You know, sometimes, and especially in a very specialized field like we're in, it's not like there's a lot of jobs. And there's a lot of good people out of work that, you know, so, yeah, would I have to go do PR or something? I could do that. But, I mean, I agree with you in theory. But you have to have the wherewithal to go do something else.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
And somebody says it's not Star Wars fatigue, it's bad movie fatigue. Well, Last Jedi was awful. Let's not get too.
I think it's Star Wars fatigue because every Star Wars movie, I don't care if I hear it's good. But Rogue One was fine, but I was just like, when I left, I was like, I just don't care that much about any of these.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am on it. Oh, somebody has thoughts on the Spawn reboot.
You see, they signed Jamie Foxx for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm interested, I guess.
Well, I loved Spawn. I love the comic books. The movie just doesn't work. They're going to have they'll have to adjust the character a little bit. I don't think if you're hiring Jamie Foxx to be Spawn, he's going to have to talk.
I don't know. It'll ruin it for me. That's why I didn't like the first Spawn movie.
Yeah, but I just don't know how you'd get around. John, help us out with that, Mr. Comic-Ass.
And Todd McFarlane, the writer and director, has never directed a movie before.
Wow.
He's a music video director.
Okay, so that sounds a little scary.
You know, and me and Michael were talking about this today. The studio that's doing Spawn, I forget the name of the studio, but they have also done Get Out. And I was like, you know what they should have done? They should have asked Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
To direct the movie. And Todd McFarlane, you can write it. Jordan Peele, you should direct it. And I feel like if you do something similar to a Get Out type of tone, I think Spawn could work. But we'll see. Because I think Todd McFarlane said he wanted to do something like Jaws, a type of movie like that. And Spawn was just going to be a kind of a background character, whereas the story was going to focus mostly on the police force. So we'll see how this works.
So here's what I'm curious about with all these spinoffs is I think some of them can work, but I'll be curious to see. Like when the Game of Thrones is over, I don't know that I'll care that much about whatever Game of Thrones spinoff that they do. It's like this whole Mayans Sons of Anarchy spinoff, zero interest.
Yeah.
Don't care. Story's been told. I might be interested if it's a prequel and it has Robert's Rebellion and that kind of stuff. That might be fun. I don't know. I'm such a nerd. I'll watch whatever it is. But yeah, I just think you have to be careful with spinning off on these characters because not all of them are that interesting.
No. And this is Todd McFarlane's IMDb page for directing. His first directing a music video, Pearl Jam, Do the Evolution in 1998, then Korn, Freak on a Leash in 1999, Korn, Deuce in 2002, and his latest before Spawn, Disturbed, A Land of Confusion in 2009. So that's his direction credit.
I do like that video.
Hmm.
Yeah, so very, very new to this directing a movie thing. I mean, he needs to pop his cherry.
Well, maybe he's going to have some smart guys around him. He knows who's good, who's not.
You would hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a hard one. It's like doing a Hulk standalone movie. You better have some good experience. But maybe a new voice is what you need, John.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad could... Never mind, I've seen the first one. I know how bad it can be. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I'm kind of curious. There's this Netflix movie that they're making with Michael Bay and Ryan Reynolds that's basically going to be a blow everything up kind of movie, which I'm kind of curious about. It's an action franchise, Six Underground. Michael Bay, Ryan Reynolds, and Skydance teaming up for this, and it's going to be on Netflix. So going to be about $150 million. And they'll start production for a 2019 summer release. I like Michael Bay when he's... I'd love to see a remake of Road Warrior with Michael Bay directing that.
So he can blow everything up?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the chick version of Road Warrior that we saw. I want Road Warrior, the movie, redone. If we're going to remake a movie, you know, that one with today's special effects and Michael Bay directing, that would be badass.
I don't know. I think I'm done with Michael Bay movies.
That's because he did too many...
Transformers.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Too many Transformers.
Yeah. Well, what'd we say? Seven? No. I like the first one.
And then, like, I don't know. What else has he done? So he's done...
Armageddon?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking years ago. That's in the 90s.
He did what? Well, he did the Battleship movie, right?
He did... This is the movies he's credited as director. Bad Boys, The Rock.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I do too, but it was made in 1996.
Yeah, okay.
Armageddon.
Didn't like.
That movie sucked. Pearl Harbor. That movie sucked.
Yeah, but it accomplished what they were trying to make money on.
Bad Boys 2, The Island, Transformers, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
You can stop there. That's
Pain and Gain, Transformers Age of Extinction, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, and Transformers The Last Knight.
See, that's the problem. He's gotten caught up in doing all these Transformers things because they make money. I'm not a fan of them. I lost interest after the third. But
no thanks. I don't need him.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out SportsMayUp.com if you haven't done it already. Please. Great stuff on there. Also want to tell you, you can listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. A certificate to send your kid to one of King Daddy Sports' week-long tennis camps. You pick the week. Camp is open to kids ages 5 to 16 and is right off I-10 and Katy at the Falcon Point Country Club. I do not own a piece of Falcon Point Country Club.
No.
Point that out. Usual Suspects gave away today's prize to Thomas, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Thomas, for being today's winner. Tennis camp's a good thing for kids. It's pretty cool, although I still don't think anybody should give anything away but us. Astros already in a little bit of trouble here in the first, as Keuchel has given up a walk and a, well, I think it's a double. I can't really tell because I was doing a read. So,
Okay.
He gave up a walk and a hit. So, no, we're first and third.
Okay.
Nobody out. All right.
That ain't good. You know what I did again, though?
What?
I sat Dallas Keuchel on my fantasy team.
Smart move. Although he's got like a ERA under 2 against the Yankees, but sooner or later that's going to end.
It ain't worth the risk.
Well, that ERA may go up a little bit here in the first inning.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I want to thank Stuart for sending me this because it's kind of the perfect gem of the day. That looks like a, well, that a hit? Yeah. It's either a hit or a line. Yeah, he's out, I think, but that got to run home either way.
Okay.
Mariznick with the catch.
Well, hey, Mariznick proving that he should be in the lineup.
And, yeah, I'm sure he'll make up for that run himself because he's such an amazing
right.
Hit. All right. This is kind of the perfect gym of the day. It's Florida. And basically an anonymous call to the St. Augustine, Florida police on Saturday morning led to the arrest of two people on drug possession. Police say they responded to a parking lot on South Dixie Highway and found three people sitting in a car. The people in the car consented to a search, and police say they found drug paraphernalia and a substance that field tested positive for crystal meth.
That's not good.
The interesting part about the story, besides Florida, crystal meth, and drugs.
Yes.
The names of the two arrested on drug possession charges?
Jong and Teresa.
No, not Jong and Teresa. Oh. Douglas Nickerson.
And Eric Warner.
Not Eric Warner. Oh. How about Crystal Methvin?
Her name is Crystal Methvin?
Yes, her name is Crystal Methvin.
Wow.
Dude, if you're a parent, you have totally bleeped your kid with that name.
Wow.
There's no chance. Yeah. That's like naming your son Black Tar Heroin.
Wait, is that bad? Because that's actually my youngest son's middle name.
No, that's a middle name. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, Crystal
Methvin. Holden Black Tar Heroin yeah. Hoffman. I just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah, it does. It does. But Crystal Methvin. And when you look at Crystal Methvin, does she not look like a Crystal Methvin?
That seems yeah. like it works.
Yeah, yeah. So, first, who's naming their kid? If your last name's Methvin, you don't name your daughter Crystal.
Not a bad call.
You know, somebody say, hey, you know what'd be clever? Let's call her Crystal. Then it'll be like Crystal Meth. Crystal Methvin. Yeah, you're dooming her. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We got Eric and a bunch of beer sitting over there coming up next, which will be cool. Looking forward to that. A little bit later in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have Beth. And, yeah. So, if you wanted to get in, you kind of missed your chance. G said, with Better Call Saul, did you think Saul's character was going to be a good character to spin off of Breaking Bad? I was always curious about that because I liked the character. But they did a better job with that show than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
And most spinoffs, again, that's one of the few that's worked.
Yeah.
But
I think that Sons of Anarchy thing is out, and I haven't even tried it yet.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I just zero interest in it. But and it may turn out to be better than I expect, but it's just like sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know.
Never know.
Yeah. But, yeah, when is the next season of that coming out? Shouldn't we have a Better Call Saul by now? It's been a while, right?
It's got to be soon.
Yeah.
What did you say, September?
Yeah.
How do you know? You're not even allowed to have cable. Eric's here. His wife won't let him have TV. And he knows when Better Call Saul's coming out.
So he says, my name is Crystal Gale, and I thought that sucked. Crystal
Methvin. That ain't good.
Yeah, Crystal Methvin has me beat. Wasn't that a country singer, Crystal Gale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But see, most country singers, well, until they get old and messy, most country singers are relatively attractive. So that's not a bad thing. It's not dooming your daughter to be a meth head.
No.
I mean, you are putting a little pressure on her that, you know, maybe you need to go out and, oh, I don't know, sell a million copies of your, you know, first you got to get your heart broken a few times because you can't write country without that, right?
That's true.
And then, so that's going to suck. So you got to go through that. And then you got to go make millions of dollars and then get estranged from your family. And then marry Garth Brooks. Isn't that how it works?
I think so.
Okay. I don't really know country.
Did she marry Garth Brooks?
No, that was like, it was one of the other ones. Like, not Faith Hill, was it? Is it Faith Hill? There's one of those country women.
Zumo?
It was not Zumo.
Oh, yeah. I feel John. Like you're wrong.
No.
Oh, Faith Hill married Tim McGraw.
Okay, so
T-Mac.
Who married Garth Brooks?
Let me check.
And who banged Roger Clemens when she was a
that
kid?
That was the 15-year-old. What's her name? Martina something, right?
Garth Brooks is married to Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, okay. I knew it was one of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I could say this about Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks and everybody. They
they
all
could use some more sausage.
They all love Zumos, because who doesn't? If you don't love Zumos, then you don't like meat, and you don't like sausage, and you don't like boudin. And guys, if you haven't tried it, man, I'm telling you, you missed a chance this weekend if you were grilling. And a couple people tweeted me pictures that they had gotten Zumos and used it over the weekend and enjoyed it, and you will too. And they've got all kinds of great flavors, but the Zumos Boudin and the Zumos Party Time Sausage are the best. Party Time Sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. That's how, if you've been in business since 1908, you're doing something right. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoke for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. It's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. And why not? Especially over in Beaumont. Everybody over in Beaumont knows about Zumos. I guarantee you. Well, now people in Houston are finding out, too. It's been here for a while, but now you need to be buying it. Party Time Sausage, great for cookouts, family gatherings, crawfish boils, just a quick meal. You know, we've chopped them up and made frittatas for breakfast out of the sausage. It's great stuff. And listen, I've always been hit and miss on boudin. If I get good boudin, I'm happy. But I've got a lot of bad boudin, too, and it makes me feel like, I don't know if I want to try it. Well, Zumos boudin, it's badass. There's no other way to put it. And if you haven't had boudin, start with Zumos, because if you don't like that, you're not going to like boudin. That's how good it is. They have all kinds of ways to cook that as well. Also great for cookouts, family gatherings. You can find both your items at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S, Zumos.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.